For those patients who then went from the combination to just Avastin alone, what side effects were seen with Avastin by itself?
It's much less, because many of the side effects that patients notice come from the chemotherapy. So there are still issues with hypertension. In this study, about 15% of patients developed hypertension that needed therapy. About 3 to 4% of patients had proteinuria that you could measure with dipstick or urinalysis. And there were even lower rates of blood clots or bleeding. We've known both from this study and from large surveys of patients treated with Avastin for a long time, there really aren't new or increased side effects that come up with chronic therapy. And I think that's important for patients and oncologists to know, because the Avastin side effects for most patients are quite manageable, so they really feel very well, almost as if they're not on therapy for many of them when they're on Avastin alone. Perhaps the one exception are mild headaches, which some patients with Avastin do notice. For most patients, they're quite mild, and that tends to be a little more common in patients who've had chronic headaches or chronic migraines before they start therapy.
What do we know about why Avastin is associated with hypertension?
We have some ideas. So we know in the laboratory, if you infuse VEGF, which is the protein that Avastin blocks, into animals, the animal's blood pressure goes down. VEGF tends to cause blood vessels to dilate, and it tends to make blood vessels more leaky. So it would sort of make sense that if you're blocking VEGF, you might increase the vascular tone. What that doesn't explain, then, is why doesn't everybody get high blood pressure? Why is it only 15 to 20% of patients? And we have not really been able to explain that. Roughly half of those patients had hypertension before and just needed adjustment to their medicines. The others had not been hypertensive before. And we've not really identified other risk factors for the hypertension. I keep hoping that I can convince somebody who's interested in hypertension to study this, because I wonder if it might tell us about underlying mechanisms of hypertension in some patients that might lead to other therapies for hypertension.